how do you start your opening? What is the best way to start your opening? That's a question that I get all the time. So I'm going to pose that to Jason and Pete. Jason, what's the best way to start an opening? Or is there a good way and a bad way to start an opening?
I think about it this way, ladies and gentlemen. At the beginning of your opening is when you have the highest level of attention span for your audience, the people who are going to vote on the case. So rather than starting it off with logistics, such as, hi, my name is John Smith, and I'm with the law firm of Smith, Smith, and Smith, et cetera, I would start off with an impact statement. And the impact statement would simply be one or two sentences that answer this question, this burning question that every single member of your voting audience, your jury, is wondering and wants to know the answer to. And that is this. It's, why are we here? Not what is this case about, it's why are we here? And just think about that. And if you're on the plaintiff's side, you want to appeal to their emotions. Things about unfairness, being cheated, lied to, things like that. And if you're on the defense side, you've got to answer the question, if it didn't happen the way the plaintiff says it did, then why are we here? And the answer to that has to be some sort of alternative explanation for what happened, the incident in question, or why there's a breach of contract, or why there's not, or why they're here in this courtroom here today. But that's what the jury wants to know. Why are we here? So come right out of the chute and answer the question. That's Pete? How I look at it.
Okay. Pete?
86 years ago, Mr. Renato Cardenas came to the United States as an orphan. That's one way to start.
Okay.